Hello, everyone, and welcome to the A-Rod 007 Show. We're going to be discussing the 2021 U.S. Open. Very exciting. I was there live, saw it. I've worked many U.S. Opens. And let me tell you, this was a thriller. Emma Raducanu beat Leyla Fernandez, two very impressive young ladies that were very classy, who made it to the finals. No one, and I'm telling you, if you went down to Las Vegas, thought that either girl would be in the finals before the tournament. And it was really amazing how Emma Raducanu, the Brit, also of Romanian descent, won as a qualifier, going all the way to win the U.S. Open without losing a set. Unheard of. And the Canadian, Leyla Fernandez, from Filipino and Ecuadorian parents, with a soccer coach father, beating the number one player. I feel that she ran out of gas. And I thought they both were really amazing in their speech after the match. Emma Raducanu was the first woman to do this. She actually had played Leyla Fernandez in Wimbledon on the grass, which is a faster surface. But I was very impressed. I really enjoy the women's semifinals, which I was there for, and the finals. The dedication to both players. It's a tough sport. Leyla Fernandez went out of her way to say, you know, thank you, New York. The crowd was behind me. And that I wanted to be as strong as New York was for 9/11. And Emma Raducanu, very bright girl who's in the finance and money and going to school, actually had some issues at one of the other tournaments she was in. So it was really great to see her overcome, you know, as a young up-and-coming player. Let's hope she surrounds herself with a good group that allows her to be an 18-year-old girl, you know, and actually win, continue to win, because both these players can be at the top of their game, shock the world. No more of the old regime. The new regime's coming in, and not only they are exciting with their serves, with their backhands, their poise, they're relentless, and I tip my cap off to both girls. On the other side of the draw, the men's final was quite surprising. We wanted Djokovic, a lot of people. I know Fawaz, and I know many people, including my mother, wanted Djokovic to set history, winning 21 Grand Slam finals. I was pulling for him at that point in time. He was off his game, and normally he's one of the best players in the world. His return to serve, he actually mentioned the crowd wasn't behind him as much. His opponent beat him in straight sets, which was really something that Djokovic didn't have the opportunity, didn't seize the opportunity. Federer was out, Nadal was out, so it was for his taking to make history. You know, we can go back in time and look at some of the greats, whether it's Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, Bjorn Borg, Courier, Chang, Roddick. It's about seizing the moment when you're there. Get the crowd on your side or tune it out. I mean, if you look at the New York Knicks, just to make an example, going back to my other point, Reggie Miller killed the Knicks. And when I mean killed the Knicks, he feasted off of the New York crowd booing him. And some players are not mentally strong. I'm not saying Djokovic isn't. I'm just saying that that was one of the things that he had mentioned. But, you know, he's a really good player. Does some stuff for charity, which is really good. You know, at the beginning of COVID, he did get COVID. And some other players did get it. You know, it was great to be back at the U.S. Open. It was as if COVID didn't happen, other than the fact that you had to show your vaccination card at the entrance. But It was jam-packed, Arthur Ashe Stadium. Arthur Ashe Stadium now has a roof. So if it rains, it takes about 20 minutes to put the roof on so the matches can get in. Some of the junior tennis is played on the outer courts. I have fond memories of playing in Arthur Ashe Stadium and in the outer courts and coaching on those courts. And, you know, those are really special moments in tennis history. I've been very fortunate to see many matches at the U.S. Open, seeing the greats, Sampras, and being at finals and other events. But this was one of the more exciting ones. Like I said earlier, I was really happy to see Emma win. And watch out, because if this girl keeps on this trajectory, and she's very bright, has a good head on her shoulders. Many of the players were at a Met Gala afterwards, celebrating in New York City, the Metropolitan Museum, for those of you who like culture. This is one of those games out there that you need to be physically fit. If you do not play the entire season, meaning year-round, you lose rankings. So you have to pick and choose which tournaments. There are injuries. There is a mental part of the game. Some people will complain to the umpire. That's part of the strategy. Some people will tease the opponent. One of the things I noticed in the tournament, I'm not going to name the players, but they knew who they are. Sportsmanship. I did not see this from Layla. I did not see this ML Raducanu. So I have nothing but good things to say about both of them. But a lot of the new players are, and some of the older players, are smashing their racket like a rock star would smash his guitar. This is tennis, ladies and gentlemen. This is a refined sport. There is no place in this. You're setting an example that this is okay. You know, I played many matches in my life. I've coached, and I've never taken a racket and smashed it on the ground and just, you know, casually walked over and picked up another racket. It's not setting a good example for the youth. That's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Also, complaining to the ref about calls, just win. You know, we have advanced technology in tennis where you can actually challenge a play and it can zone in and you can see the ball where it is. Play. Play to win the game, but be a good sportsmanship. Win or lose, shake that man or that woman's hand or give them a hug or socially distance. With COVID-19, always be safe out there, but this is a sportsmanship game. And children, oh, I've coached, I have other people that have seen whether it's good sportsmanship, bad sportsmanship, they emulate what they see on TV. So for better and for worse, there are a lot of good coaches out there. Nick Bollettieri, an all-time great. I would like to dedicate a moment for those of you who may not know about him. A lot of people don't. They don't think about the coaches out there, but he's the greatest coach in tennis history, Hall of Famer. I have his book. I read it every word, page by page. I go back to it. You know, I even highlighted and took some notes, and it's so good. The Bollettieri Academy, also associated with IMG. Here's a man that at one point was a lawyer and decided, I want to be a tennis coach. And he works every day, loves tennis, very funny guy. In his introductory speech into the Hall of Fame, was talking about how if he had yelled at someone, please stand up, and how a player has to have resolve and dedication, and the mental component of the game is even more important at sometimes than the physical. He went to Agassi after Agassi said, I don't have it. And he said, don't ever say that. And I know as a tennis player being in tournaments, don't ever say, I don't have it. Okay, I've been injured on the court. I've continued playing. When I was hurt, I started playing tennis lefty. You know, whether it was my shoulder, my elbow, my knees, I started doing forehand, backhand, serve. You want something, you go and get it, period. Thank you, everyone else, for tuning in today. looking forward to hearing from you. Follow us on the Arod007.Sweeney Show on Instagram, on Twitter. And we love you guys. Take care.